This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden told his Japanese counterpart, Fumio Kishida, Thursday the U.S. and Japan will hold Russia accountable for its invasion of Ukraine. Biden spoke to Kishida ahead of the G7 summit, which begins today, Friday, in Hiroshima. Chinese envoys have met with Ukraine's leaders to discuss ending the war. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has that part of the story.
According to China, the meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came about amid discussions between envoy Li Hui and Ukraine's foreign minister. The envoy's visit followed an earlier phone call between Zelensky and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ukrainian officials say that over 2 days, Li and Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba discussed ways to stop Russian aggression. Xi's government says it's neutral and wants to serve as a mediator in the 15-month-long conflict, but has supported Moscow politically and economically. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a Supreme Court decision on the liability of social media.
The High Court avoided the big issue hovering over the cases by not ruling on the federal law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. But the justices did unanimously reject a suit alleging Google, Twitter, and Facebook allowed their platforms to be used in aiding and abetting a Turkish nightclub attack that killed 39 people 6 years ago. The High Court returned the case of an American college student killed in a Paris terror attack to a lower court. Families of victims in both attacks said the companies did not do enough to keep extremist groups from using the platforms to radicalize and recruit people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages in northern Italy that were cut off from highways, electricity, cell phone service following heavy rains and flooding. Farmers in the Emilia-Romagna region are warning of heavy losses, and authorities have begun mapping out cleanup and reconstruction plans. The depth toll from the rains that pushed 24 rivers and tributaries to burst their banks stood at 9, with some people still unaccounted for. Federal regulators are trying to get a U.S. airbag parts manufacturer to recall its inflators that potentially put some 33 million Americans at risk of being sprayed with shrapnel in the event of a crash. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's demanding that ARC Automotive of Tennessee recall nearly 70 million inflators that could explode and expel metal fragments inside a vehicle. ARC is refusing, setting up a possible court fight. NHTSA says a recall is justified because 2 people have been killed and 7 injured by ARC's inflators, which it says could be defective. ARC maintains any manufacturing anomalies have been addressed by automakers who have conducted some batch-specific recalls. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue now has the latest in the killing of the founder of Cash App.
A judge ruled tech consultant Nima Momemi is a public safety risk and should be held without bail. Bob Lee was found with 3 stab wounds, including one to the heart last month in a San Francisco neighborhood. Brooke Jenkins is the San Francisco DA.
Anyone who's capable of violently killing someone in society is a public safety risk, regardless of whether we think a murder was intentional or not.
Prosecutors have not provided a motive, but say Momemi stabbed Lee after dispute related to Momemi's sister. Paula Canny is Momemi's attorney.
I'm going to say my defense is it is an accident with a cross between self-defense and accident.
Prosecutors say Momemi's DNA was on the handle of the knife and on the bloody blade. I'm Ed Donahue.
49 migrants from Honduras, Haiti, Venezuela, El Salvador, Brazil, and Cuba who had been kidnapped from a commercial bus in central Mexico have been found, according to Mexico's defense minister. Several hundred members of Mexico's armed forces had participated in the search. The bus drivers had not been located as of Thursday evening. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.